asking me to come up here and preach this morning in his absence. And I want to thank the elders for allowing me to get up here as well. And today's lesson, as you can see on the screen, is prove yourself a man. And as David was about to die, he charged his son Solomon to be strong, to prove himself to be a man, and to keep the commandments of the Lord. In 1 Kings 2, verses 1 through 3, as David's time to die drew near, he charged Solomon, his son, saying, I am going the way of all the earth. Be strong, therefore, and show yourself a man. Keep the charge of the Lord your God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, according to what is written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in all that you do and wherever you turn. Solomon was blessed to have a godly father, a man after God's own heart, about whom he could later fondly reminisce, and who gave him counsel on how to be a man. Many men today are not so blessed. Some are without fathers, either through death or divorce, and some have fathers who fail to provide the spiritual leadership needed. So where can they go to learn how to prove themselves a man? One source is Solomon himself, who has provided wisdom and guidance for all men in the Bible. For example, if you were his son, he would say that we need to take heed to our counselors. We also need to fear God. Such is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. In Proverbs 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Also in Proverbs 9 and 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Having the fear of God, it will prolong one's days, being a fountain of life, in Proverbs 10:27. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Also in Proverbs 14, verses 26 and 27. In the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, and his children will have refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, that one may avoid the snares of death. It is the whole meaning of one's existence is to fear God. In Ecclesiastes 8:12, although a sinner does evil 100 times and may lengthen his life, still I know that it will be well for those who fear God, who fear him openly. Also in Ecclesiastes 12:13, the conclusion when all has been heard is fear God and keep his commandments, because this applies to every person. Therefore, let the word of God be your primary counselor in life. He would also recommend to listen to your parents, and their advice will be like a graceful wreath to your head. In Proverbs 1, verses 8 through 9, hear, my son, your father's instructions, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Indeed, they are a graceful wreath to your head and ornaments about your neck. Their advice can guide you through life. In Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 22. My son, observe the commandments of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart, tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk to you. We need to benefit from the wisdom of those more experienced who love us. We also need to be aware of evil companions, as they will entice you to do evil. In Proverbs 1, verses 10 through 14, he who winks the eye causes trouble, and a babbling fool will be ruined. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions. On the lips of the discerning, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks understanding. Wise men store up knowledge, but with the mouth of the foolish, ruin is at hand. Evil companions will only destroy you along with themselves. In Proverbs 1:15 through 19, the rich man's wealth is his fortress. The ruin of the poor is their poverty. The wages of the righteous is life, the income of the wicked, punishment. He is on the path of life who heeds instruction, but he who ignores reproof goes astray. He who conceals hatred has lying lips, and he who spreads slander is a fool. But when there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise. Also in Proverbs 13:20, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. We need to choose our friends carefully, because in 1 Corinthians 15:33 it says, bad company corrupts good morals. Also, if you were Solomon's son, he would also counsel you to take heed to your goals. We need to seek wisdom and understanding, and seek wisdom as you would seek for silver. In Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 9. My son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. For if you cry for discernment, lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Then you will discern the righteousness and justice and equity in every good course. It will protect us from the evil man and the evil woman. In Proverbs 2, verses 10 through 22. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you, to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words, that leaves the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her tracks lead to the dead. None who go to her return again, nor do they reach the path of life. So you will walk in the way of good men, and keep the path of the righteous, for the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be uprooted from it. It will be a tree of life, a source of wonderful blessings. In Proverbs 13, in Proverbs 3, 13 through 24. How blessed is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her profit is better than the profit of silver, and her gain better than fine gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire compares with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who hold her fast. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps were broken up, and the skies dripped with dew. My son, let them not vanish from your sight. Keep sound in wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and adornment to your neck. Then you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid, and when you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. As his own father told Solomon, wisdom is the principal thing. In Proverbs 4, verses 3 through 13. When I was a son to my father, tender and the only son in the sight of my mother, then he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Acquire wisdom. Acquire understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will guard you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is, acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Prize her, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a garland of grace. She will present you with a crown of beauty. Hear, my son, and accept my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have directed you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the upright path. When you walk, your steps will not be impeded, and if you run, you will not stumble. Take hold of instructions. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. So the acquisition of godly wisdom should be a priority in life. We also need to acknowledge God's role in our lives. We need to trust in Him and let Him direct our paths. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Fear Him. We also need to fear Him and honor Him with our possessions. In Proverbs 3, verses 7 through 10, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing to your body and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. We also need to accept God's corrections in our life. In Proverbs 3, verse 11 and 12, my son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord, or loathe His reproof. For whom the Lord loves, He reproves, even as a father corrects his son in whom he delights. And we need to let the Lord be our confidence, and He will bless us. In Proverbs 3, 25 through 35, do not be afraid of a sudden fear, nor of the onslaught of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those whom it is due. When it is in your power to do it, do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it. When you have it with you, do not devise harm against your neighbor while he lives securely beside you. Do not contend with a man without cause if he has done you no harm. Do not envy a man of violence, and do not choose any of his ways. For the devious are an abomination to the Lord, but he is intimate with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, but He blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Though He scoffs at the scoffers, yet He gives grace to the afflicted. The wise will inherit honor, but fools display dishonor. Just as Jesus said, we need to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. He says that in Matthew 6:33. And such are things involved in proving oneself to be a real man. If Solomon were your father, he would also counsel you regarding the opposite sex. Take heed of your relationships. And we need to avoid the harlot. The woman would entice you, but will destroy you in the end. In Proverbs 5:1-14. My son, give attention to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may observe discretion, and your lips may reserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and smoother than oil is her speech. But in the end, she is bitter as a wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold of Sheol. She does not ponder the path of life, her ways are unstable, she does not know it. Now then, my sons, listen to me, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house, or you will give your vigor to others, and your years to the cruel one. And strangers will be filled with your strength, and your hard-earned goods will go to the house of an alien. And you groan at your final end, when your flesh and your body are consumed. And you say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart spurned reproof. I have not listened to the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to my instructors. I was almost in utter ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. The adulteress who would destroy your reputation and friendships. In Proverbs 6:23-35. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and reproofs for discipline are the way of life. To keep you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress, Do not desire her beauty in your heart, nor let her capture you with her eyelids. For on account of the harlot one is reduced to a loaf of bread, and an adulteress hunts for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burnt? Or can a man walk on hot coals, and his feet not be scorched? So is the one who goes to his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But when he is found, he must repay sevenfold. He must give all the substance of his house. The one who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. He who would destroy himself does it. Wounds and disgrace he will find, and his reproach will not be blotted out. For jealousy enrages a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not accept any ransom, nor will he be satisfied through any though you give many gifts. And she will destroy even the strongest men through her seduction. And we can see that in Proverbs 7, verses 1 through 27. I won't go into reading all of that, but you can always go and read that later if you want. A single act of passion can alter and destroy one's life. More advice that Solomon would give you would be to love your wife. We need to rejoice and be exhilarated with the wife of our youth. In Proverbs 5, 15 through 19. Drink water from your own cistern and fresh water from your own well. Should your springs be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets. Let them be yours alone and not for strangers with you. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth. As a loving hind and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times. Be exhilarated always with her love. The Lord will know those who look elsewhere for love. In Proverbs 5, 20-23. For why should you, my son, be exhilarated with an adulteress and embrace the bosom of a foreigner? For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he watches all his paths. His own iniquities will capture the wicked, and he will be held with the cords of sin. He will die for lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he will go astray. The Lord would have you live joyfully with your wife. In Ecclesiastes 9:9. Enjoy life with the woman whom you love all the days of your fleeting life, which he has given you to under the sun. For this is your reward in life and in your toil in which you have labored under the sun. God loves marriage, and he will bring to judgment those who defile it. Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. And finally, if Solomon were your father, he would have you prove yourself a man by counseling you to take heed to your character. One thing that we should do is to avoid debt and laziness. Debt enslaves, especially when co-signing for another. In Proverbs 6, 1 through 5. My son, if you have become surety for your neighbor, have given a pledge for a stranger, if you have been snared with the words of your mouth, have been caught with the words of your mouth, do this then, my son, and deliver yourself. Since you have come into the hand of your neighbor, go humble yourself and importune your neighbor. Give no sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hunter's hand, and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Also in Proverbs 17, verse 18, a man lacking in sense pledges and becomes a guarantor in the presence of his neighbor. And laziness will bring poverty. In Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 11. Go to the ant, O sluggard, observe her ways and be wise, which having no chief, officer, or ruler, prepares her food in the summer and gathers her provisions in the harvest. How long will you lie down, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding on the hands to rest. Your poverty will come in like a vagabond, and your need like an armed man. So Christians are to be industrious and trying to avoid debt. In Romans 12:11, also in Proverbs 10:4, says, "Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes the rich." And Proverbs 13:4, "The soul of the sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the soul of the diligent is made fat." And in Romans 12:11, "Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." In Romans 13:8, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another, for he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law." We also need to know what is an abomination. And there are things that God hates. In Proverbs 6:16-19. "There are six things which the Lord hates. Yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil. A false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers." And in Proverbs 8:13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate." Even our worship can be an abomination. In Proverbs 15:8, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." And 28:9, "He who turns away his ear from listening to the law, even his prayer is an abomination." Thus, we need to know what it is the Father's will. Thus, we need to know what is the Father's will that pleases him. And we find that in Matthew 7, verses 21-23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of the Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me who practice lawlessness.'" Other points could be made, but these go a long way to proving one to be a man. They are, we need to take heed to one's counselors. So who will you listen to? We also need to be taking heed to one's goals. What will you do? Take heed to one's relationships. Who will you love? And take heed to your character. Whom will you become? If we have earthly fathers who offer spiritual guidance in becoming men, be thankful to God for such a blessing. Benefit from the counsel and instruction that they offer. But if we do not have such fathers, remember that you do have a heavenly Father. One who has provided much guidance and counsel in his word. Let the word of God, passed down, preserved, and proven by generations of fathers and sons, be your guide to prove yourself a man. One goal we all should have is to become a child of God. If you are not a child of God yet, then that should be your top priority. It will change your life. And if you are a child of God and have strayed away from his guidance, then your top goal should be to get your life back on track. We can help as together we stand and sing.